What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another installment of Solomon Soul, Episode 2. Hope everybody out there is staying empowered and staying motivated. Today's episode is entitled Flaw Credit. I've been having a conversation with some of my friends lately, guys and girls. And one of the discussions that we talked about to kind of tie into what we were talking about before was how sometimes when we're dealing with people in our relationships, we sometimes give certain people more leniency than we do others. Let me be more specific. We use the term flaw to refer to gentlemen and women that do things that are just out of line. Now, what I was telling, you know, one of my friends, I'll tell you, a lady friend, I was like, look, as a man, I need sometimes flaw credit. And I said, by that, I mean, I need you to give me that same leniency that you would give another dude that you've already earmarked in your head as being flaw. Now, I say that relatively. I don't think anybody's perfect, but I definitely think that, you know, I for the most part, at one point in time, that I was pretty flaw-free. I know better now. But all that to say, I was like, look, I need flaw credit. You know, sometimes when we make mistakes, people that we expect more out of, they don't get the same leniency to be able to bounce back and be human. And what she said to me was important but funny. She was just like, you know, you don't want flaw credit. And I was like, what you mean? She was like, thing about flaw credit is once it expires, you know, there is no leniency. You can't get that credit forgiven. You know, you build up a bank of hurting people and doing certain things. And it gets to a point where, look, if you would have just took that, you know, if you'd have paid your credit down in the beginning instead of letting it accrue, you would have been able to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? And then once you let your flaw credit get up too big to where the collectors start coming to collect, it's a wrap. So I say that analogy to be funny, but the reality of it is in our relationship, sometimes we have to give people the freedom to actually be human and to make mistakes. And we have to let them know, look, I know sometimes when you're giving me what it is I need from you, that you're going to be imperfect, because we're all imperfect. So let's not, you know, hold people to so high a standard that they don't have room to fall down, because that crash is bad and it's scary for some people. For me, I know I built up a reputation that I couldn't even hold up. And it's crumbling as we speak. You know, my favorite rapper, Ye, says something. I never see why people reach a fake ass facade that they can't keep up. And I get it now, you know. And I won't say that who I am as a person is fake, but I think people have a perception of you based off how they see you. They see a mask, and that mask becomes their perception. And rather than shatter their perception, a lot of times we go along with it. And so for me, you know, I built up this resume of me not being flawed per se or being better than others. When the reality is, we all human, we all make mistakes. Some of my homies I used to judge, I do the same flaw stuff that they do now, just at a later age, which is actually kind of worse. Because now we're at that age where women want you to keep it a buck, even though it's going to hurt. Now, that's another topic about whether women really, really, really want male honesty. They need it, but whether they want it is another section for another day. But with all that said, hope everybody's staying empowered and stay motivated. Enjoy yourselves. Peace.